Hey, it's Jordan Johnson, and you are listening to The Grove Podcast. Today is our third and final episode of our Table Talk series, recorded live at Passion 2021. If you're new to this series, these were short roundtable discussions that took place throughout this year's Passion Conference, and you're going to want to make sure you hear all three. They are truly incredible. In today's conversation, which took place right after we rang in the new year together, Shelley Giglio comes around how we leverage our influence for the kingdom of God, as she's joined by Levi Lusco, Ben Stewart, Christian Huff, and Sadie Robertson Huff, who also gave the very first talk of this year's conference, which was so powerful. And you'll want to stay tuned to the end for how you can hear her talk as well as all of the other powerful moments of conference if you didn't get to tune in live. You'll also want to stay tuned to hear a special bonus feature of one of the powerful new songs we released during conference this year called Breakthrough Miracle Power. Worship is always one of the highlights of conference as we encounter Jesus together. And this particular song brought us so many moments where the Spirit of God was just so evident in the room. And we know you'll feel it too as you listen. So stay with us to the end of the episode. And now here is Shelley and friends live at Passion 2021.
What a beautiful moment to tell God He's everything to us. I was thinking as a lot of us were in this conversation about planning Passion, what a beautiful moment it is to have huge moments where stadiums are ignited with glory, right? Where we're together, where we are synced up, and somehow what we're singing and saying is so powerful. Might even be fireworks with it. That's what we experienced last year. It was so profound and beautiful. And yet the church is just as powerful scattered as it is gathered.
Right. Yeah, it's good.
Because God is the God of it all. And I love that He invites us to be in moments that are enormous together. He invites us to regularly practice being with each other in church and in great environments. But He also calls us to be light in dark places. And to do that, we have to travel. We have to be mobile. We have to go where our life sends us. And I think it's amazing because He's not just given us light, but He's given us light that goes with us. He is the light that goes with us. And so we want to talk for just a few minutes about influence, about what it really looks like to be light carriers or to be light bearers. And I think that we have an opportunity, particularly in our culture right now, to actually be very different than what the culture is offering. And Sadie has joined us for this little segment, which I love. Jackie Hill Perry has her third baby at home, 8-week-old. How amazing that she's been here, that she went home to care for the baby. And Sadie, it's so amazing that you're here because I feel like when we talk about influence, even what you were speaking of earlier, when you opened the conference, you talked about there being one famous one.
Yeah.
One, only one. And so it's amazing that we have an opportunity to carry that name.
Yeah.
To the whole world. And you do such a phenomenal job, I think, of being a real person, of having a real life, a real family, having great connections, having difficult places in your life, having big challenges, and yet showing up with the name and fame of Jesus always on your lips, always communicated through your life. Tell us about it. Tell us about the choice that you've made to make that important.
Yeah, thanks. So thanks for welcoming me to the table and Happy New Year, everyone.
I love it. Happy New Year.
Awesome. Happy New Year. It's crazy. Christian and I were just talking about this backstage because I said, you did so good. This is so awesome. You just are so confident up here. And he said, yeah, I've never done anything like this. And I'm like, but you know what's so cool is that you really have. Like, God has been preparing you for this forever. Like, you really have repented and you really have changed. And you've had these conversations with God and you've had these conversations with people in your home. And that's why you can sit in this moment so confidently and speak with such authority. And I think about that for myself, you know. There's so many moments where I walk into a moment and I'm like, oh, this is so much bigger than who I am, and how am I going to do this? And then I remember, you know, it's really just what God's been doing in my heart for my whole life. And this is just another moment you get to step in, and you get to do the same thing that you always do and claim the name of Jesus and say that He's worthy of it all. And you can never go wrong with His word. I always say that, like, if I don't have anything to say, I just quote scripture because God says that's active and alive. So, hey, I might as well throw that out there. I think for me, fame, Mr. Rogers said this. He said, fame is just a four-letter word like tape or Zoom or love, but ultimately it matters what you do with it. And I remember I got famous, if you will, which, again, just a four-letter word, it ultimately was going to matter what I did with it. And I knew in myself I had nothing to offer anybody who followed me, but I did know who I'm following has the whole world to offer, has eternal life to offer, has hope and love and joy and peace and the things that we truly crave. And so I knew I don't want to waste my time or my fame or my words saying things that don't matter, you know? I want to say the name of Jesus because I've seen, like, through Instagram, people literally have death-to-life moments because they see or they hear the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's miraculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that we can talk about fame in the way that that God talks about fame. And it's so interesting that passion is rooted in the idea that there is a famous one and that his name is Jesus and that we get to be about his name and his renown,
mm-hmm.
that we've chosen it with our small bit of flame that we have in life to join a flame that is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that flame is Jesus. And when we put our little bitty lit candle into a giant flame called Jesus, we are a part of something that goes on forever.
So good.
So it amazes me watching you to not have you be in a position where you could gather all the light for yourself and you could actually hold it pretty well, Sadie. You're very confident and a lot of people would admire just the way that you live, which is awesome. But instead, you've chosen to say, I realize that this small candle has a very short-lived flame and eventually this candle burns down and it probably burns me.
That's right.
But if I join my flame to a greater flame, then that flame is the glory of Jesus. Then I get to put my life in something that matters.
It's great.
And I get to give my life to something that lasts.
Yeah. Right.
And the way you do that is so beautiful. And you people do too.
Yeah.
Ben, tell us about your famous life.
Yeah, right.
I love it. Come on. You got
something here. Oh my gosh. You know what I want to say is just while you were talking, we didn't talk about this, but I just, you know, I led Breakaway for years on the college campus of Texas A&M. And when I was leaving, packing up things, I found photos of like you and Louie. I don't know why they were there, but they were of y'all like leading worship from a keyboard, you know, like just. So as you're talking about.
Please don't post those anywhere.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Thank you.
I have not received the offer that would be acceptable for me to
great.
Do that. Yeah. So negotiating with
I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to participate in that.
But when the stages were small and the circles were small, y'all had a message. God is worthy of your life. He gave his life for us. Your life will not be wasted being given it to him. And you did that in small rooms and backwood places. And now I look and I'm like, we are sitting on a global stage because you two have faithfully continued to take whatever influence you get. He gave you this much, you gave it to him. He gave you more, you gave it to him. And we're in the wake of that faithfulness with your influence. And that's been inspiring me all night. And just, that's what I wanted to say.
So that's incredible. And I'm glad I asked. Yeah. Wow. Such a blessing. Thank
you. That's beautiful. Yeah. Jeremiah says, God said to Jeremiah, if you've run with the footmen and they wearied you, how can you run with the horses? And if you got tired out in Anathoth, how are you going to handle the floodplains of Judah? And I just think this principle of if it's working in a small area, God can just continue to grow it. And I think if you take care of the depth of your devotions, God will always take care of the breadth of your impact.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about influence, we're talking about being faithful in a moment and being faithful with whoever's in front of us and whatever's in front of us. And I think, you know, we can leave it to God what people say or don't say, because the same crowd that was yelling, you know, Hosanna, was yelling, crucify him the next week.
Right.
So if you live by the fame, you'll die by the fame. If you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
True.
But if you just want to be found faithful, you could do that big, small, no matter where you go.
So good.
Yeah. So good. One of our favorite passages of scripture that Louie and I, when we made a big transition to Atlanta to plant Passion, which we didn't know yet what we were doing here, we certainly didn't know that it was for this purpose.
Hmm.
But God did.
Yeah.
And so when he sent us with promise. And the promise is 1 Thessalonians 5:24, and it says, faithful is he who calls you. He'll also do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Faithful is the one who calls you and asks you to do whatever it is he's asking of you. he'll also do what he's asking of you.
Yeah, great.
So good.
Yeah. And so we're here because of his promise, right? Not because we were faithful enough or not because we did the right thing or always obeyed or even heard him right or anything else, but because we actually just took him up on the promise that said, if I call you to it, I'll actually do it for you. Yeah. And we abide. Our job, as Priscilla says, is to abide.
Wow.
So
that's
good.
Our only job,
yeah.
is to stay connected.
Yeah.
And when we do, God promises he'll produce. And
yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Christian, what do you think about all this stuff?
Well, about influence, one of my first thoughts was the idea of the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And just that idea of, you know, we're all called in whatever capacity of influence we have to go share the gospel, to go see people's lives be changed. And just that idea of, man, we're workers. And if you look at the landscape of the year we've had, it's pretty clear to see that we need to step up and rise up and use our influence to actually truly see an awakening, to truly see a revival. So with people with influence, I think the idea of influence, you know, people might think that means 100,000 followers, but that could mean your classroom at school. That could mean, you know, stepping up for someone who you see making fun of someone. You could say, "Hey, that's not right. Don't be doing that. Don't be saying that." So yeah, man, just for people, like, just use your influence in that way. Of the harvest is plentiful, but it says that the laborers are few, and we're all laborers. We're here in the same body of Christ, and we're here to see people be snatched up out of the fire.
Yeah.
And truly be changed, truly see relationships flourish, and truly desire to have influence. And man, use that influence to go change people's lives for the better. Don't use that influence to self-promote yourself or affirm yourself, and kind of like what Jackie was saying, just have that egotistical mindset of, I'm just going to put myself up here, but bring others with you.
Yeah.
So good.
Great.
I was thinking about this. Our local pastor said this recently. This is about influence, because truly everybody has influence. And I think we really need to know that. When we talk about fame, we talk about influence, like, everyone here has influence. You are called to be a light of the world. And our pastor said, she said that there's a difference between popularity and influencers, because you can be popular and actually not be an influencer.
Right.
Because popularity is just about being liked. But influencing somebody is about challenging somebody's character. It's about making somebody a better person. And so, you know, there's a difference in just having all these followers and actually stepping into using your influence for the good of the gospel. And so everybody in any capacity, whether you're in college or in a small group or just on Instagram and you have a few followers, like, you can use that as a tool to influence people. It's not about your popularity. It's about your heart and what you're pouring out.
Yeah. I think when you were talking about how the best leaders are good followers.
Great.
So if you really want to be a leader, I mean, I went to school for business. I studied business, and my dream was being able to lead something. I hoped one day I would be in charge of something. I didn't know how significant it would be. I just always had a desire to lead something. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
So I went to business school. I was like, I need to prepare myself to be a leader. But what I learned at business school was that I could be trained to be a leader, but I would only lead as well as I could follow.
That's good.
Yeah. And that changed my whole life. And when I realized that the point of my life and the purpose of my life was Jesus, then I realized that who I needed to follow was him. And the more I followed him and the closer I followed him, the better leader I became for the people that were following behind me.
It's great.
So I just encourage us, like, everything that I think that's been spoken in these days, or this day, has it been one day?
Well, it's two technically now.
Okay, two. What? Great. It was midnight, right? It's just to develop your following skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, Shelley.
Yeah.
And I also think, like, what I've loved about the passion message and the way this fame works out is that you and Louis have always encouraged people to see that significance behind the gospel, not just on a platform or preaching a sermon or writing a song, but as a scientist, as a pilot, as a doctor, as an insurance salesman, and permission to find the opportunity to influence people within the kingdom of God no matter what is in your hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we need Paul preaching, but we also need Nehemiah leading. We need Daniel. We need Esther. I think the fact that there's a generation rising up to take their place, to point people to Jesus, and to do so with excellence and to have influence in very normal ways all around the world is what's going to cause this gospel to surge out across the world in days to come.
Yeah. Well, and I think what you're, I mean, for the college student now that's looking and going, or for the young person in school going, where do I go with that? You know, it occurred to me when I was young, I could spend my life chasing the spotlight around, but it always moves. Mm-hmm. You chase it around. Or you can just stay there and learn and meet with God, and when the spotlight swings around, you have something to say.
Wow.
It's good.
But when I was a college minister, these students, young people, would come to me with a thing. Hey, there's a village in Africa that needs a house. Can you build it? Can you? And they would want to leverage the influence I had in our ministry to build it. And I'd tell them no, which would always really anger them. But I'm like, man, there's like a lot of y'all coming every week trying to get me to, you see something important and you're trying to hand it to me. I'm like, but God put it on your heart. And what I found in their faces was, I don't have enough leverage to pull off this big thing. And it was like, but God wants you to feel that. He wants you to feel that smallness and bring it to him and then watch him use you.
So good.
I would just tell young people, don't think God can't use you to do big things. He can and he will. It's meant to overwhelm you. God-sized things are. And then you lean into a big God and you find out how big he is. And that's where life gets exciting, you know?
That's so good. There has not been a single thing I've done in the past at least 6 years that I haven't said Hebrews 10:35 before. So then I will not forget the confident trust that I have in the Lord, for that will be richly rewarded.
Yeah.
Because everything I step into, no matter how many times I do it, it scares me so bad. And I'm like, okay, I will not forget the confident trust that I have in you, Lord, for I know that will be richly rewarded. Then it says patient endurance is what you're going to need so that you will be able to see the will of God in your life. Yeah. And I'm like, man, that is so true. Sometimes you have to, you know, not muster up the confidence in yourself, but just claim the confidence you have in God and step into a moment to see his will come through.
100%.
It's so cool.
Yeah, there's a quote actually in Levi's book, Swipe Right. It says, it's possible to have a saved soul but a wasted life. And I think about that with influence. You know, it's so easy to waste your influence like it is to waste your life. And if you're a believer, if you're a follower, and you can lead people to the gospel, and you know the Great Commission that says, go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, have that influence on people. Don't just hold that to yourself. We see people a lot of times on social media, they don't want to post their faith because they're afraid about getting mocked, or they're afraid that they're going to lose followers. But use that influence. Don't just waste what Jesus has done in your life, but don't, you know, use that. Propel people to truly change their life. So I just thought about that quote. I love that quote.
Good.
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I would love to just pray for us before we dismiss this moment. Yeah. To seal it up, to just say to God, God, I hear you talking to me about using whatever you've put in my hands. And I'm not supposed to be a steward of whatever you've put in everyone else's hands, but I am supposed to be a good steward of what's in mine. Mm-hmm. And I want to do that with all of my heart, as not to myself, but as to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Whatever I do in word and deed, I want it to be pleasing to you,
That's
God.
Good.
And so let's pray together. Would you open your hands and just say that to God genuinely in your own heart and in your own way? Lord, here we are. Wherever we are in life, this is where we are. But we want to say that we hear you speaking. We hear you encouraging us. We really hear you giving us courage to stand into who we are, which is children of a king, and to say, God, thank you for the privilege of standing as a member, as a part of your kingdom. We just say we want to be beautiful reflections of our King. We actually want lives that don't shine because of us, but shine and reflect you.
Mm-hmm.
And so would you grace us with the ability to understand what you're saying to us, to respond with open hands and open hearts, to say yes and amen, and to align with what you have for our lives. God, we know that if we can be faithful in these little small things right now, that you could potentially give us a lot.
Yeah.
That's how you decide. And so would you make us faithful in these little, small moments with whatever it is and whatever influence is in our hands? And would you do it in a way that pleases you? That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Our biggest thanks to Shelley, Levi, Ben, Christian, and Sadie for pouring into the Jesus Generation at Passion Conference this year. We are really grateful to be able to keep gleaning from this wisdom. And if you love the Table Talk series, then please share it. You can tag us on Instagram at PCC_The Grove, where you'll also be able to keep up with all that's happening at The Grove, including our upcoming gatherings. And make sure you check out passion2021.com to find out how to hear the music and talks from this year's conference. You can also stream the new songs from iTunes and Spotify, wherever you love to get your music. And we're so excited today to give you a taste of that so you can go out worshiping to the powerful truth of this new song from Passion Music, Breakthrough Miracle Power.
As long as you're in it, the story's not finished. I know you've overcome, so I know I'll overcome. As long as you're in it, the story's not finished. story's not finished. I know you've overcome, so I know I'm gonna overcome with you. As long as you're in it, the story's not finished. I know you've overcome. I know I'm gonna overcome, yeah. As long as you're in it, well, the story's not finished. I know you've overcome, so I know I'll overcome. Oh, let that breakthrough, a miracle, the power pour out. I need a breakthrough, a miracle, a moment right now. Only in you and with you, my victory is found. Bring that breakthrough, a miracle, power, let it rain. Oh, bring that breakthrough, a miracle, power, let it rain down. Let it rain down. The cross stands before me. It is finished, it is done. Yeah, I heard you told death it was over. So in your name, I'll claim this fight is won.